Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today we're going to review another article from Psych Central, and this one is written by Dr. Jonice Webb,
right?
And it's entitled "Three Signs That You May Be Emotionally Neglecting Your Partner."
Right. You mentioned earlier, we had another article this week from Psych Central, and you mentioned at that time that this is a useful website,
right?
Lots of good stuff. The other thing is these articles are always. Typically, they're very short.
Right.
And so if you don't have a lot of time and you want to look something up, go to Psych Central. They're loaded, but they're short. They're easy to read.
Right,
it's a quick
point.
Read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so she talks about three signs that you may be emotionally neglecting your partner. And so we thought that this would be some good things to talk about as we're working to improve relationships. We're entering into the holiday season, and so we need to make sure that we're taking care of each other and...
Well, you mentioned earlier in the week, too, that you see, I mean, we see couples who are having relationship difficulties.
Right.
And there are
right.
many reasons why couples have relationship problems. But one of them is this, I don't know that we have this diagnosis. I don't know whether it's a diagnosis in the UK or somewhere else. It's not an official diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called... childhood emotional neglect, and they abbreviated as CEN. And to summarize, there are children who are neglected emotionally, and they grow up sort of not bringing much emotion to a relationship, and so they enter a relationship. And it might even be a working relationship. Mm-hmm. It works for them. In the case of the couple that's discussed in this article, their relationship worked. They had several children.
Right.
They seemed to have a happy life. They were planning their retirement and all the things that they were going to do. But I think the wife, that's Daniel and Simone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Simone felt emotionally neglected because Daniel wasn't bringing emotion to the relationship.
Right.
And that began their problems. That's,
right.
that's what brought them to the therapist.
Right. Yeah, I think that there's a number of ways that this can manifest.
Right.
And here, when it begins in childhood, as you were describing, there is that idea of childhood emotional neglect.
Right.
And a lot of times we're talking about attachment when we talk about those
right.
kinds of issues.
Right.
And we certainly have diagnoses and conditions that are associated with attachment
right.
disorders and attachment issues. But another way that this happens, and you know, not that this is the podcast to really get into some of this, but a lot of times relationships will encounter this once the nest is empty.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
you spend 20 plus years of your relationship together with little ones and
right.
then bigger ones in the house with you, and as soon as they're gone and it's just the two,
that's right,
the husband and the wife, or the two in the relationship. The dynamics of the relationship have evolved and are very, very different at that point.
They change. And that's the whole concept of the empty nest. And
right.
there are jokes about the empty nest. There are serious articles about empty nest. But it is a reality check for many relationships
right.
because now you're confronted with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have the relationship
right.
that you assumed that you had
right.
When it's just the two of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the three things that she says are signs.
Right.
The first is that...
I know.
Man. The first is that is a sign that if your partner isn't secure in how much you appreciate or love them...
That's right.
That's a sign that there may be some emotional neglect coming from
that's
you.
That's right. In Simone's case, and we could... In Simone's case, she kept asking him.
Mm-hmm.
She had to ask him because she wasn't... feeling any emotion coming from him. We talked about emotions earlier in the week with Inside Out. And she wasn't, apparently Daniel wasn't able to express his emotion to her. Apparently he cared about her,
right.
but he wasn't able to show it. Or he didn't show it enough to reassure her
in a way
that he really loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she had to keep asking him. She had to keep approaching him.
Right.
And so that's the first sign that maybe you're neglecting your partner
right.
emotionally, is if you continue with, do you really care about me? Do you
right.
really care about this relationship?
Right. And the second one is kind of continues with this mismatch, and that is,
right.
you know, if you feel sort of numb while your partner feels very energetic and warm and connected mm-hmm. and everything, that mismatch may suggest that there's something going on as well, because
right.
clearly they may be feeling something that you're not feeling. And so there may be this sign, that may be a sign that there's some neglect going on that's affecting the way in which you're interpreting the relationship.
So Simone felt unloved,
right.
unappreciated, and she began to get numb,
right.
to shut down, right. because her emotions weren't being triggered,
right.
weren't being stimulated, weren't
right.
being satisfied. And so if you have that feeling that you're just getting numb in this relationship,
mm-hmm.
it could be a problem of emotional neglect.
Right. Mm-hmm. And these three, should mention, are sort of getting progressively worse. Okay.
Right.
So the third one is probably the most troubling. And if we're at this point, we really need to
mm-hmm.
start getting some help.
Right.
And that is if you are sort of baffled or even repelled by your partner's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So if, again, in Simone's case, you know, she's kind of getting numb, she's kind of getting turned off by what's going on in the relationship.
Right.
And so if, you know, if Daniel starts to show some affection or show some
mm-hmm.
physical signs of interest of something of some sort, and she sort of repels that, or she's turned off by that.
Right.
Again, there's a sign there that there's something
going on.
Because
she's drifting away.
Right.
And
he doesn't know there's anything wrong.
Right.
And from
That's
his
right.
perspective, everything is fine.
Because he has truncated or diminished
right.
emotions.
Mm-hmm.
He may not even be aware of it.
Right.
But what happens in Simone's case, she began to get her emotional needs met by others.
Mm-hmm.
And in her case, it was friends
mm-hmm.
and family members.
Right.
So if she wanted to talk about something, she would go to them. And so the gap,
mm-hmm.
the gulf between the two, the chasm, widens over time.
Right.
Okay. This is when people develop, and this is when infidelity occurs.
Right.
It's never okay.
Right.
But it's completely understandable.
Right.
Because if you're not getting...
Well, you can see the pattern of behavior that...
It would lead to that.
Led to that.
You know, if you're not getting... Our emotions are so important that if your partner is not meeting your emotional needs, you're going to get them met elsewhere.
They need to be met.
For some people, it's a bar. For other people, it's drugs. For other people, it's family members. For other people, it's an obsessive hobby of some type,
mm-hmm.
where they just spend more and more time in that other activity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you start golfing,
mm-hmm.
okay, because
mm-hmm.
you golf with others, and
right.
that's where you get your emotional needs met,
yeah.
on the golf course with your buddies. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and so, but sadly, some people drift into romantic or sexual romantic relationships, and introducing a whole other layer of complexity and a
right.
whole other layer of problems.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're experiencing any of that, any of these three things, you know, most ideally you will start to get some help and work to start addressing it as soon as possible, just so that it doesn't progress to the point where, you know, that chasm has, you know, really stretched such that to build a bridge between the two would be so difficult.
Right. Next week, or the week after, I'm not sure when we'll do it, we're going to do a podcast entitled The Myth That It Takes Two to Ruin a Relationship. Okay? And it could be... We always tend to think in terms of, well, what am I doing?
Right.
What am I doing wrong? In the case of emotional neglect... It may be that you're not doing anything wrong, that you're not contributing
mm-hmm.
to the diminished relationship,
mm-hmm.
that it is this other person's problem. That's why we encourage you to get some professional advice,
mm-hmm.
not help, but get some professional advice to make sure you're defining what the problem is.
Right.
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 Because it may not be your fault.
Right.
That this is falling apart.
Right.
It may just be a problem of emotional.
It doesn't mean that there's not anything you can do about it.
That's right.
It just means that
And he keeps saying that. This can be fixed. Right. I mean, this was written by a therapist who worked with... he spent most of his time working with the partner who had emotional neglect.
Right.
And it took 20 sessions, which is not too bad. I mean, that's pretty quick to save the relationship. So it can be salvaged.
Yeah.
You have to understand it and you have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And it takes some work, but it can be salvaged.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, all right. That is it for today.
Right.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.